Are you Google? Because you're everything I'm looking for. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Amelia's Weekly Fish Fry, EE Journal's longstanding electronic engineering podcast hosted by me, Amelia Dalton, the original Queen of the Dragons. Okay, maybe not, but I do have a dragon tattoo. That counts for something. Right? Speaking of dragons, did you hear about the neural network that created its own Dungeons and Dragons names? Oh, yes. Optical research scientist and neural network trainer extraordinaire Janelle Shane is at it again. If you're a longtime listener of Fish Fry, you will recognize the name. Janelle has taught her neural networks to do a whole lot of fun stuff. Name paint colors, create new names for beers, and most recently, reinvent the candy heart slogans. You know, the ones that are printed on those barely edible Valentine's candies? Yeah, my favorites were Tweet Up Bat, I Honker, Stank Love, and Sweat Poo. Well, this time, my friends, she's having her neural networks attack D&D. So first, she trained her neural networks to generate some new D&D spells, and it came up with some pretty good ones. My favorites were Shield of Farts, Song of Dave, and Barking Sphere. And she did not stop there. Oh no. Next up were the creatures, of course. And with a little help from a list of 2,205 creature names, it came up with some doozies. Spectral Slug, Vampire Bear, that sounds kind of scary, Serpent Shark, and Greater Mommy. I'd be especially frightened of that last one, right? And there was more. She kept working on these monsters, and a whole nother layer of fright came along with names like Fire Undead Lake Man, Jabber Won't, and Giant Freithwarp, which sounds really bad, right? And addition to the creatures and spells, she did some dragon naming as well with her neural networks. And because the list of the originally named dragons wasn't that long, it's only about 118 total, they weren't as exciting. But my favorites were Gulf, Willow Dragon, and Bung Dragon. And folks, this story just keeps getting better and better because Janelle wants your input too. She is crowdsourcing a couple more D&D-related datasets. She is working on a D&D character name project and a character backstory collection. So, if you are so inclined, you can click the link below the player and submit your character's name, race, and class. And when she has enough, she'll set her neural network on it and watch the hilarity ensue. And she already has collected over 10,000 names. And I have also included a link below the player on this week's Fish Frying page that will allow you to submit your character name and backstory as well. And you can submit any number of backstories you would like. All right, let's completely switch gears and bring in Matt Burns from Samtech. Matt and I are chatting about data centers, data rates, signal integrity, interconnects, and a whole lot more. All right, let's go. Hi, Matt. Thank you so much for joining me.
Amelia, it's great to be with you again.
Okay, so first off, give my audience a quick recap on what Samtech is all about.
Samtech is the service leader within the interconnect industry. In addition to our world-class service, we're also known for our high-performance interconnect solutions. So whether that's backplane, board-to-board, cable, optical, we are one of the market leaders when it comes to high-performance interconnect.
Okay, so in the world of data centers, especially today, it seems that data rates are being required to run faster and faster. Now, you guys have a 56 gigabit per second PAM4 interconnect set of solutions in this space. Now, these solutions strike right at the heart of this issue, right?
They do. We have really tried to come up with a portfolio of solutions that answers almost any interconnect solution that the data center OEMs may have. I don't want to limit this only to data center. That's predominantly where these high performance solutions are coming from, but we see it in high performance computing. We see it in AI. You get the idea, right?
Sure.
So let me talk briefly about a couple of the solutions that we have. One of the applications that Samtec is known for the most is board-to-board or mezzanine-style applications. We have two product families that we launched actually last year at DesignCon in 2018, but the product family is going to be continue to be released with various options going in 2019. One of those is our NovaRay family. NovaRay combines extreme density and extreme performance up to 112 gigabit per second PAM4 while offering 40% less space than traditional arrays. Not only do we offer NovaRay in a mezzanine application, but we also offer cabled applications for NovaRay as well to get signals out of the PCB and into cable so you can go longer distances. Related to that, we also have our Accelerate and Accelerate HD family. The Accelerate cable family is the slimmest in the industry at a 7.6 millimeter body width, which makes it ideal for close proximity to IC applications. The Accelerate HD mezzanine connector is a very slim four-row interconnect solution with a 0.635 millimeter pitch, which offers up to 92 pairs per square inch. It also has performance up to 56G PAM4 solutions as well. In addition to mezzanine, we also have high-performance backplane solutions with our XMAX high-speed cable backplane system. There's a variety of configurations, traditional, orthogonal, coplanar. We also have cabled backplane solutions as well. There's definitely a thought within the industry of, you know, when will we get to cable backplanes? It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. We're starting to see interest from some of our leading customers in getting signals from the backplane into cable so you can get longer distances within the system as well. And then lastly, we also have front panel solutions. A popular pluggable form factor is QSFP28. One of the things that we do to get signals from a QSFP cage back to farther distance on the PCB is actually direct attaching our ultra-low skew TwinX cable directly to the contacts on the card edge connector. So that gives increased SI performance to the signal. So it goes directly from the card edge connector to the cable instead of having to go through the PCB and back up and out through the system. So there are other solutions that we have, but again, the main things to take away, front panel solutions, backplane solutions, mezzanine solutions, and then high-speed cable as well.
Okay, so let's talk a little bit about signal integrity, which is a big deal in a lot of arenas these days. Now, if I route my signals over really long reach PCB traces, have you got something for me there?
Yeah, get it in the cable. Maybe that's a bad, lame high-tech joke, but no, that's one of the things that we're seeing, Amelia, is as data rates get faster, the trace of the lengths that the signals can go inside the PCB is limited. Yeah. Even if you're using a high-performance laminate such as Megtron 6, Megtron 7, Tachyon, you're still a finite length that the signal can pass. The insertion loss per dB in the laminate is much higher than what it is in our ultra-low skew TwinX cable solutions, our high-speed cable. With our cables, at high data rates, we can get distances into the meters, depending upon the performance rates that customers are looking for.
All right. So you guys are showing a variety of demonstrations at DesignCon this year. So what exactly are you showing?
That's a great question, Amelia. At DesignCon, we have four key demos that we're focusing in on. One of these actually illustrate the performance of our NovaRay and XMAX connector systems with our cable solution. So we actually have 112 gigabit PAM4 flyover cable solution that routes cable from our NovaRay connector to our XMAX cable connector as well. This is being used in connection with a new Xilinx test chip that's operating 112G PAM4. All of the demos that we had at DesignCon, we've actually recorded video demonstrations of. So if your listeners are interested in getting more information about that demo, they can go on to blog.samtec.com and look up that information. A second demo that we've also come up with is what we call our 56 gigabit per second PAM4 active product demonstrator. That's a mouthful of words, but basically what that is, it's an emulation of a typical data center 19-inch rack. We can put the equivalent of up to 14 1U line cards within the system. Within this product demonstrator, we have various cable, backplane, and mezzanine card connectors operating at 56G PAM4 throughout the system. The collective throughput of the system is over 5.6 terabytes per second, and we're working with Credo Semiconductor on some of their latest 56G PAM4 SerDes solutions in there as well. Another demo that we also have at DesignCon is a 112 gigabit per second PAM4 Samtec flyover using our RFQSFP DD to NovaRay cable assembly. We also worked with Credo using their Pelican 2 SerDes solution, working up to 112G PAM4. The last major demo that we had at DesignCon was a 5-meter XMAX backplane cable demonstration system. We operated that in conjunction with eSilicon, who has a 56G long reach DSP 30s solution. You know, the cable is 16 feet long, and seeing 56G PAM4 data rates going through that at really good SI results is kind of impressive.
All right, Matthew. Well, that's all I have time for today. Thank you so much for joining me.
Amelia, it's great to be with you again. Thanks again.
And now it's time for a little news you may have missed. Ultrasonic drone edition. Yep, my friends, we are checking off all sorts of Amelia's favorite subjects this week. Dragons, check. Neural networks, check. 56 gig PAM4 interconnect solutions. Okay, maybe not that last one. But what's left, right? Other than basketball? And that's kind of a sore subject right now, so let's just move past that one, okay? How about drones? Now, when you think of the word drone, what comes to mind? Probably small, a propeller or two, maybe some wings, uses some kind of battery to get from A to B. Well, my friends, Japanese company Docomo is flipping all of that on its head. Or propeller, as the case may be. So, NTT Docomo, which is Japan's leading mobile operator, announced late last week that they have developed a blimp-style drone that is propelled through the air by ultrasonic vibrations. So, this Docomo drone uses helium to keep itself afloat. Which, considering the worldwide helium shortage, may cause a problem, but maybe they have a line on a whole bunch of helium or something. So, the no propeller part. Docomo says that instead of those propellers or wings, it uses something called ultrasonic vibration modules. So the diameter of this bad boy, which kind of looks like a big silver balloon, is around 90 centimeters. It can fly continuously for 1 to 2 hours and flies at a max flight speed of around 20 centimeters per second. So with this propeller-less drone blimp, Docomo seems to be targeting the indoor drone market, you know, concerts, sporting events, and they also contend that it will be possible to use projection mapping to display images and videos on the drone surface, and that this drone can also be equipped with cameras for monitoring and security solutions. Okay, so folks, I was having a bit of trouble finding a lot more information about this announcement. What do these ultrasonic modules look like? How do they work? Nope, nothing. But the last line of this press release made me pause. It says, "Going forward, Docomo will continue its development of advanced drone services, one of the many ways the company will serve society by leveraging its mobile network technologies, platform businesses, and other diverse technical assets and expertise." Ah, all right, I get it now. No, we aren't talking specifics, because that's secret sauce ingredients, and we're looking to take over the commercial for-hire drone market. Well played, Docomo. Well played. Well, if you want a bit more information from what I could find, I've included a couple links below the player about Docomo's new ultrasonic blimp drone, including a cool video of it in action. Hey, have you checked out EE Journal on social media yet? Well, you should. You can find us at facebook.com/EEJournal. If you're into Twitter, you can monitor our tweets at EEJournalTFM. And if LinkedIn is more your thing, well, sure, you can follow us on LinkedIn as well. And we have a YouTube channel, keyword EE Journal. Folks, it is chock full of all kinds of techie videos, including our very popular Chalk Talk webcast series, hosted by yours truly. And you can subscribe to our EE Journal YouTube channel as well. Also, by clicking the links below the player on this week's Fish Fryin' page, you can grab our Fish Fryin' RSS feed or subscribe to Fish Fry via the iTunes Store. And remember, if you want any further information about the stories covered in today's show, just head on over to eejournal.com and look for this week's Fish Fryin' page. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. If you know of any cool new technology, any fun EE conference coming up that I absolutely should attend, or even the best geeky hotspot in your city, I love that stuff, shoot me a line at amelia@eejournal.com or post a comment on our forums on EE Journal. For the week of May 24th, 2019, I'm Amelia Dalton, and you've been fried.